What is normal? General, M or D model. And we also studied the condition on when any signal is existing. And so we adequately observe the state observed of this general M model D model because it is the reaction of model. And today I want to switch gears. And go to your open screen sector, which actually Mark has already discussed this morning. So basically, I want to discuss what's the difference in this general schema. So from the physical point of view, what is the probability difference? Probability difference is a boundary condition. Which is presumed by this PRST PRST operator, and also it presumes this gradient operator. Basically, a D-brain is given by sub-manifold of the Hamilton space, and also from the physical point of view, it also carries gate field, which means there's a vector bound defined on this sub-manifold. So, first we want to construct this topological difference for this generalized B model. But before doing that, it's always a good idea to briefly review what are the topological difference in the usual A model and B model. So, all the usual difference. When I say difference, I mean topological difference in the D model. So, an elementary example of a difference is actually given by a complex submanifold of the target space, and also it carries a holomorphic vector form. So this is and so that's a that's a good difference, but in some cases we actually want to enlarge this type of difference. So we want to consider say bound states of difference and also complex states of difference. So actually. So this holomorphic vector bundle that comes from any model is a good example of the coherent sheaf. And actually, one can derive the category from this. So this one can argue, though not very rigorously, but one can argue that general ground, this difference in multi general should be described by objects in the derived category of coherent sheaf. And this connection is first pointed out by us, and also later studied by Aspigo and Lawrence and others. So that's the story of the feedback. So a prime example of apes is a Raglandian sub-manifold. It's a flat piece, carrying a black vector on it. And these objects are first discovered by Wheaton in his study of entanglement theory. And actually, we have found this problem actually before the discovery of people. So that's the thing is around the management. More recently, Hoboken and Odo discovered that they're actually not Lagrangian apes, which Mark already mentioned this morning. These are co-active apes. So So at present, we don't understand the rank function. So for high rank case, we still don't know how to describe precisely. So these are examples of inference. And from the in the smaller case, you can actually construct a category from this inference. which is for the derived compiler character. So mirror symmetry are supposed to map B model to A model and vice versa. And so it's changed the category of A branch inference. And that's the content of the homological mirror conjecture by Concevich. But Concevich conjecture says that the derived category of the complete sheaves on a trivial X is actually isomorphic to the, it's equivalent to the proprietary category on its mirror. But this proprietary category is actually constructed from this Lagrangian case. And it will also wonder about this called tropic one, then, and this condition should be somehow modified. So whether we want to enlarge this derived category or not, it's not very clear at this moment. So we see that already in this in the ordinary D model with the description of D-brains is actually very complicated. And for the A brain case, it's even more complicated. And I think that I believe that the construction of this category is still not complete. It's still not complete. And so that's the current status of this topological scheme brain in this automatic signal model. So, but I'm not going to talk too much about this topological difference in this category point of view. So Michael will be much more modest. I will try to just copy some elementary examples of difference that can be defined as generalized topological A model and D model. And also I will only be discussing the rank one branch, because that's what we understand. So as I already mentioned, so D-brain consists of forming data. First you have a submanifold, and then you have a line bundle, a commission line bundle on this submanifold. This line bundle carries a unit connection. And it's sealed stream, the curvature. It's actually a real tuple. And in fact, it's actually setting for the integrality condition. So this form defines an integral form function. So that's what standard talk. And then we want to impose boundary conditions for all these for these fields that appear in the topological supermodel. And the standard choice is the following. So that's all we see to the tension. Direction, also in the local direction, if you remember this point, in getting to X.
So you just go from gradient to the action.
sign within the bonded environment.
So they just love
parents in the world within the bonded environment. So the things are the general bonded presents any response to this. And also there's a corresponding bonding for the dosa.
Yeah.
Another way to see it is to know that this bonding condition actually is symmetrical pasta. This bonding condition is actually in terms of the portion of the skin on the surface. The guidance that is the one. If you have a U1 punch on the move, then the skin will increase in front of you, and this should be kind of spontaneous. Maybe say something like G1. So this is the wrong.
The usual size of the
type. And so there's a better way to write this.
Could you say what do you mean by the second one? Psi plus equals minus psi minus.
Oh, so the standard Q-theory condition on the user this y is the soft manifold. So
which model are you saying? Projecting to the normal bundle, or do you mean taking the metric normal bundle, or which normal bundle is it? I just want the projection to the normal number to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can use metrics.
What do you mean by projection?
Does it well, the normal bundle is just a tangent, the unintended module of the tangent of the subsample. There's no natural normal bundle unless you're a metric.
Yeah, so you can talk about this as opposed to. Yeah. But maybe.
It's a super problem of the extraordinary directly.
Okay, so.
That's quite current as GIJ.
CIJ. So after for Latin, in this component, it's kind of distributed. So maybe you can use a following field. In terms of this field, the boundary condition is written by now it's a section in the positive boundary. This is the sum of it in the column of one.
So here the combination of
this and this. Yes, so that point. Usually if you have a field of then this F should be you may say that okay, we just use actually a little bit fine, but it doesn't make sense to this box. But then the model said it's an S for this morning. So you actually want this top angle to be triggered at this stage. restricted to Y. So this B is actually the answer to define a B. B field from the non-linear cell. On this comment, of course, there's a still a basic field B and can be performed by this exact wobble function mechanism, but then you have to change your assumed definition. So the end result is this object is where it's getting there. So just in more dynamics, just this everywhere this object. The boundary condition written in this form, it's actually a model defined as a general tangent law. So that means this field is actually used in the generalized tangent law. I'll point out that I use a different notation. Maybe it's a minus. Okay, so this is still a very general boundary condition. What we want is that this boundary condition actually preserves the IC, the estimating, and also the grade. So it turns out that we just have to require this boundary condition to preserve the vector column. Remember, yesterday, I discussed the this QB is actually given by this. So this part of the connection already is this Q. But then, to guarantee the IC invariance, you still have to impose an extra condition that this part of the connection is reduced. So first you want on time. So from that condition, you actually you want to you actually get a picture that this generalized tangent bundle is preserved. So as Mama discussed this morning, this actually means that this pair is a generalized complex segmental. So actually, the concept of generalized complex segmental naturally arises in this topological deep range in this generalized M1 and B1. And as Mark also discussed this morning, this geometry reproduces all the rank 1 case of the ordinary A-frame and B-frame. Namely, this holomorphic prime bundle on the geometry segments. and also the class topic paper, and of course the random paper. So now we found this course follows between generalized complex fundamental and generalized deep rate. And then what are the homogeneous settings on this deep rate? Actually, we don't know much about the proof. For example, we have two generalized deep rates. Then we want to fix the almost thing connecting these two things. Actually, we don't know how to do it at the moment. But what we can do is that to compute the open thing certain with both and on the same rank one keyword. So that's what we can do. And as I will show in a moment, just like in the closest thing case, the answer is actually given by a Lie algebra cohomology. That is, the Lie algebra cohomology in that case have been actually derived from the Lie algebra cohomology that we found from yesterday, can be from the closed field case. So, what is the corresponding Lie algebra? So remember, in a closed string case, we have a Lie algebra E1 associated with this J1. Then this E1 minus I1 of J1. Then in this case, we have this generalized tangent bundle, which is preserved by G1, by this general compressor. So then we can talk about the plus minus I eigenbundles of the complexification of this bundle. Then we take the minus one eigenbundle. And it turns out that this fact is actually a Lie algebra. The anti-map is actually a valid projection from this red bundle to the complex web tangent bundle of what? And also the Lie bracket, the section of this bundle, can also be constructed in a very natural way from Lie bracket of this Lie algebra. Namely, we know that E1 is actually a sub bundle of E1 restricted to Y. Then we take two sections in this bundle, and then we can extend to sections in this outer bundle, and then we can extend this section to a small neighborhood of Y, and there we can compute the usual Lie algebra and the Lie bracket according to the given Lie bracket structure of this on this module, the U1 bundle, and afterward then we can project this result back to this in Y. Then what I check that this actually gives a well-defined feedback. Open string guys cohomology is actually given by this precise natural D-L spectral model. So this is all on the task curve.
Oh, okay. In the actual theory, there can be an instance.
Right. So that's very different. So
is what you just said there clear? I mean, or do you just not want to get into it?
I'm going to pass it. So our general graph, what is actually open field cohomology. Usually when you have this when you want to predict your theoretic cohomology, usually it's given by this so let's say you have a bundle on your sublength. And then a BRST operator can be identified with an odd homological vector field. So that's in the first section. We define it as degree one or not because of you. On the character because of this order. Why do we need the parameter reversal? Because the hyperdimensional frame is parameterized by this spin zero Fourier field. And there's a whole lot of vector field is two squared. Yeah. So this is a very general statement. So whenever you have this So remains to do is to identify this L to this EY and also this Q. This in algebra. So remember this L, the fiber of this L, parameterized the spin zero approach. We already discussed yesterday spin zero formula. Actually, sections of E1. That's in the closed field, and then we impose this outer condition, and also the condition that leads to this U1 vector field, U1 vector current, and it actually picks the EY from U1. So namely, after we impose this power condition, all the fermions, all the spin zero fermions, actually can be resolved in the sections of this one. But not again, they are fermions, so you have to take a parameter reversal and so this L is actually given by EY. From this construction of this of the lead bracket on this UI, kinetic field actually comes from the impact of this T1. The same thing happens here. The BLST charge in the open spring sector actually comes from the BLST charge in the closed spring sector. Because this this T1, I mean, this general tension bundle. This guy is when we started this, it preserves this BLST charge. So this is the BLST from this interpretation, this means the BLST object when interpreted as a hot vector field, this should be tension field. This bundle, which means the BLST charge in the open string sector is actually just a restriction of the BLST charge of the closed string sector to this compound. So actually, this is a restriction of this. Comes from this QB, very natural. And I think at least it's already clear out with the fish is the tension of this the out from differential at least the output. Although this can be made more precise. So we have identified that this is our object. This is it's the same as the object of the output. So that's the general story. So next I want to discuss some examples. Since we do not know much about this general sub-technical, and it's hard to come back to solution explicit of contamination. So I will be content just to discuss the again ordinary aim of the G1. So pseudo zero G1 in that single case, this picture already clarifies some of this. And also for the aim of this also resolve some first, let's look at the ordinary K model. It turns out even in this very naive looking example, there already there are some questions that we still don't completely understand. So, remember, this is given by a holomorphic line model defined on the complex fundamental 1. Then what are the theoretical homologies for description of open spin in this case? Well, first I'll do a very fast five calculations. So in this demo case, what are the fields? The organic and the organic fields. These are given by this flow of I. I is a homomorphic index. So I the three of those are given by the homomorphic bonus to the zero and the homomorphic bonus to this so in this representation So this can only be seen from the point of view of the homology of the since in that case, there is a B-brain. A B-brain should be regarded as an object in the derived category. And in the derived category, it's the natural thing to object to consider is actually the EXT system. Turns out that this guys, in general, they are not the same.
There's a question. What's the X?
So the definition is kind of complicated. So you see, you have chief, say, your computing chief, then they get to a resolution. And then you consider the something called the right intersection, the right function. Yeah, I don't want to get into all these complex abstract, but definitely can you see here. So. That's a definition of the EST group for the Fontana computer machines. I don't really know a simple way to do this. Because you just do a resolution and then you consider the function. So you consider this this function, this home function, and then this is a right exact function, and you can consider this this object. So maybe someone else can do
this. Are you saying that the X group is surely the right answer for the open screen spectrum?
Cool. So that's because this is very natural from the ground category point of view. So that's a conjecture. That's a conjecture from the homological universe. But this is a nice answer to get from this simple calculation. And in general, there is a spectral sequence. It's supposed to be suitable except a given relationship or homology. But then one can hope that this is about but in general, this spectral sequence is not does not degenerate to the input stage, so you do get further corrections. But why this is used by this AC group, that I will make it just in a moment. Cats and sharp, they try to argue for this correspondence, but as you see, their group is not complete. So let's see some gap in this case.
So what's there by thinking about the homology that we missed?
Sorry?
Okay, what's there capturing the EST group that's not capturing?
Well, so usually, even if you direct some of this thing, it's actually larger than this. So there's some annihilation.
So we still capture this dimension of the field of UR and to produce a real deep
rating? No, so we're not talking about different gimmicks. So this is an open stream system on the same deep rating. Just a rank one deep rating. But the reason is that this calculation actually involves several subjects, which I will discuss in a moment. And these subjects can actually naturally be seen and be modified from the algebra differential, algebra point of view. So originally, this analysis is really naive. So a chemical analysis was first performed by Cat and Sharp. And what they really found is that this assumption is not correct. Namely, you cannot assume that this row is due in the Colombo bundle. And also, when you write everything in terms of holomorphic and anthropomorphic images, you implicitly assume that this this tangent bundle is really holomorphic in terms of y and m bar. But this is not true in general. So that's the first assumption. So in general, you cannot transistors promote your circuit power. Because what you have is exactly negative. And then there's a cost. So there's a topological obstruction straight away, which is a failure, such that this tangent bundle of X speed for the mobility is the direct sum of QI in the. And the second problem is that these rows actually not really in the formal problem, but also the correct problem we need to use is the one you wrote down there. It's actually a really recent company. So, there's this fact. This guy has been taken into some of them, not this one. So this boundary condition involves this field strip, this curvature of this line bundle. And I mentioned this strategy. So this strategy, and I need to turn. What they found is that the special things are not determined on this stage. And there's a D2. It's actually given by this obstruction, this promotes neutron. It contracts on this stage. It comes from the long term. So this is and they argue that they didn't prove it, but they argue that this cause the symmetry converges to this EFC group. So I don't think that's this true. Yeah. So what I'm going to show next is how does this expression for the naive answer arises in the from the summary of this algebra description of general sequence. Visualization of this one by choosing an operator. So an operator is given by this EI bar, then from this unknown voltage. Spend an occasion at the moment. So when I write on this as a function resolution, I assume that this y is given by a lot of equations. Locally, this y is given by this equation. And also, u for the new law on coordinates of one. It is not a complex structure, since this theme and also give strength into promoting and unpromoting parts. So then, we actually want to compare this UI to this naive direct subs. You can regard this as the zeros of the approximation. We will see that in general this EY and this naive direct product are not as multiple as the algebra in general. This deformation is actually related to this issue. In the end, I will show that this is actually the formation of this naive algebra. So to compare this one, then I can also choose a base for this one. Well, with this one, it's very easy. Let's keep the human mind. So I'll use the same coordinate. So
D, on the top line we have F pi bar j. Is that duj or dz? F pi bar j, duj?
This F is on what? So this u, okay. Use a component of what?
Okay.
So now we have the this basis, then we want to compute this. This is big graph. Okay. But it turns out that this is very simple for everything coming in. So, it's very trivial in algebra. How about this one? It turns out it also everything also coming in. And this is even among themselves because of this the object for this test. So it's still different. And all the rest is just a trivial event. So now, at this time, it looks like these two are actually as more than the algebra. They just take a different system of serialization on each. So then, there's something that we ignore. Basically, these spaces do not transform under change of coordinates in the same way as this one. The problem is that this du actually do not transform nicely. More creative. Suppose so we take two overlapping local charts, and these charts, the parameter the coordinates are acute and disease. And then on this chart, they put required and disease chart. Then on the overlap, disease is a transform among themselves, but in general, it's used a lot. U prime, so that's the good piece. It's just a local transformation change of coordinate. But then there's the extra piece in general. Namely, this U prime on the order can depend on these. So I'll call this name, give it a name, CIR. So locally, these are homomorphic functions on either this coordinate or any coordinate. But if this bundle is a bit homomorphic, then this could be not this. In that case, this U will only depend on U prime, only depend on U. Just an actual piece. So you see that this is measures the failure of this bundle based on both. A better way to see it is to introduce an object. This is a CDUI of the fold coordinate, and then this EZ prime is actually in the other, in a new coordinate. The claim is that this is actually the check one contact.
Is it really that or U prime EZ?
Sorry? It's U, not me.
Oh, the definition.
Right. So this is only defined for on the overlap. So you have both prime,
and I think that it's not correlated, but that's the intention.
Yeah. So otherwise, you won't get some far closer.
And I am not using alpha and the definition of CI alpha.
Yes.
Is there. It's on the right, top right, above that. But
C.
It's not right.
It's just on the same. On the other side.
You divide there.
Yeah.
And prime. Non-prime.
You mean up
here?
Yeah. So this is the definition.
With that. This is the right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is the usual, when you change your code, you usually get this. So this C is a defined in this one. So this is a check post for cycle. So this the virus in this. It's having this sheet. So that means from this. So let's have a way to get the check from one. Yeah, so this is precisely this. just written in the more down to so. We conclude from this scheme, which makes a failure of this part of the system also in a very specific way. Second claim is that section arises is covered as a component for inner sequence.
So you can actually write
we take a cochain, a zero cochain, 65 power on every coordinate chart. And my claim is that actually you can write this this chip of one concept as a co-bond, as a formula of the zero cochain. So now, when I write in this way, these are now no longer from motion functions. I mean, they are not flow, they are not moving. They are only to move. So if you can make them on motion everywhere, then this part should vanish. If it was possible to choose this zero chain, then we would actually modify this. But on this realization we gave before, then we take this EU. So this is the one that gave us from earlier. But, so we will name the new basis in tilde. The tilde alpha is not scalar. Now so I'll try from this day, use a new serialization of this bundle, and then eventually check that. Now this place is actually transformed the same way as this one, and under this code, with the gluing condition today. So, by adopting this particular choice, of basis, let's identify these two bundles. Namely, this localization identifies this Y is the same as that one, as a smooth bundle. So these two bundles are the same. But then how about this matrix? So this is it used to be mutant on itself. And now the new ones no longer commute. So what about the continual relation here?
squares on the disk.
So you have this long signal conversation with it. Now we see that with the layout of structure that has been informed from the future one. And this information is given by this defined complicated looking object. And I'll give you name it's a locally defined function. So it turns out the three more constructed on this local function actually globally defined. What the school is closed. Actually, it defines a class. So what can we say about this the algebra expression or the BRST function? This QI is identified as the algebra expression of the result point. Whose underlying functions can be taken to be the superior one. The deep practice assume that is. So there is a dual way to describe a linear algebra, which I also mentioned earlier. This is from the point of view of this logical vector field. So this deep practice actually gives this QI to be the usual surround column of coming differential plus this. But actually, smooth section of this one. This we are then this two bundles. That's the equivalent of the bundle. So this smooth section can be written in this one. And it's just an exterior part of the dual of this. Okay, so. Now, what can we say about this? This non-trivial structure system. Actually, you have this spike frame, then you can, and we already construct this specific differential, PRST of operator, and this network spectral sequence starting from. This Namely, you write on this high compass. It's not really high compass state, so we don't have the other dimension. So we do this dimension as two by one. That's plane 1.0. At least P0 of plane. But then nevertheless you can still do the equation in the usual ways. And then you can the whole cross spectral sequence. Turns out that this zero term of the spectral sequence is actually what we start with this guy. And turns out this is the same as the first one. Then the E2 is actually given by from a shape expression. So that's the minute pencil in terms of shape homomorphisms. But that's something non-trivial. It's E2 associated with this operator. It's actually given by this. Same as this one. So we see in this layout expression, this non-trivial spectral sequence actually realized this deformation of this away from this naive trivial layout expression to the non-trivial. So that's what I want to say about this rank one keeper. The structure is already very complicated. But this, the point of view from the algebra actually gives a very nice interpretation of how this information of this algebra are incorporated in this picture. But I wouldn't claim that I can show that this spatial sequence actually converges to this EXT course. But
do you really believe that? Do you really believe that it converges to the X-force?
Well, in this simple case, in this rank-1 case of endomorphism, I think that should be the reasonable answer. But maybe for different frames, we have the next questions. And also, I don't know the answer for the higher level.
Just as an aside, is this a cross beta well defined? Is this a cross beta well defined in the Lie algebra, or is it just these two?
You mean
betas without a
delta?
Yeah.
It's a well defined one.
Can you write that a formula for it in terms of
these? So this beta is the same as this one. Yeah, so this is a shift homomorphism. This shift homomorphism and the check homomorphism is the same. So this is written in the check. So still I'm running out of time. Do you guys still want to hear about anything? I'll try to be brief. So actually, I've already mentioned this for the property of things. So I will write them up. Just get the camera. So this is a camera. Mentioned that this holotropic variance has a very complicated geometric structure. It's simply, it's a natural foliation. You have a symmetric structure. And you have the foliation, and then in a lower direction, actually the symmetric structure and also the curvature of the light bundle combines into a complex structure. This step is just almost complex function. But actually one can show that this almost complex function naturally is in integral. So it actually defines the transverse homomorphic structure. And also this curvature vanishes on the lead direction. So you can just regard this head as a full form in the lower direction. So that's a very brief review of the geometry paper. But I think that's enough for me to discuss the one point of this, what is interesting for this paper. So geometrically, this apron is already discussed in the paper by Hosen and Olof. But then, so what about the open strings? Open string spectrums on this topic apron. They didn't give an answer in the paper, but they made a conjecture. So what's their conjecture? So on this apron, you have a weak foliation. And you have this normal homomorphic structure. And the clear conjecture is that the open strings are given by this cheap homomorphic structure. What is this cheap? This cheap is locally. They are located constantly in the lead direction. But they are homomorphic in the transverse structure. There's a transverse homomorphic structure in the. So their claim is that cheap homomorphic of this, which cheap having a cheap, the same as the open. Both claims are the same for H1.
What is this cheap again, sir?
So sheep are functions which are locally constant in the foliation direction in the leaf direction, but which are homomorphic in the transverse direction. So I'll skip for the sort of detailed characteristics. I think I'm running out of time. I just think of. So, if you recall. So, from the electrical point of view, if you construct this, then use this apron, you can construct this to watch. And often, some tedious calculation, you can actually show that this EY is actually isomorphic to the naive one. So this is the naive one. So the naive one is this. I mean the vector, the top vector bundle of py in the direction of this synthetic leaf. And this fy is a quotient. to meet the founder in this room. So when I show that I require this parabola, some minus eigen value with respect to this J2. You might have shown that you can be identified naively as a direct sum of these two problems. But now the claim is that this isomorphism also holds beta. Namely, unlike the default case, for those who tell me, these facts of all the spaces to the political category can make the same. So, the work doesn't mean that it means that see why you can compute this PLC PLC chart by using this much simpler the algebra, which is this. In our case, it's just the so it's the global differential in the lower direction and also the usual long differential for the differential in the details. So you already identify this Q as the sum of this length. Then it's very easy to see that this homology is highly precise between the parts. And the shift homology is this. So in this way, this Lie-algebra method gives a very nice proof of this conjecture given by Cauchy's theorem. So we see that even for the A model and B model case, even for this simple rank one, the approach from this general type geometry and some of the algebra is actually really tall. It gives it's a very specific formula for this VIST operator, which from the usual approach is very difficult to write down specifically what the exact VIST operator is. And at present, not much is known about the structure of this more general D-brace. It may say not in the A model and B model, but it's for general as complex brain. So, I think I'll stop. Thank you.